Chapter 1. Runaway Jenny.
All I'm saying is, I don't like her.
The waitress with the flyaway hair whispered. It was a loud whisper, easily overheard by the solitary customer in Pleasant's Coffee House. He wondered whether the her under discussion on this occasion was another waitress or a regular patron like himself.
I don't have to like her, do I? You want to think different, you feel free.
I thought she was nice enough, said the shorter waitress with the round face, sounding less certain than she had a few moments ago.
That's how she is when her pride's taken a knock. Soon as she perks up, her tongue will start dripping poison again. It's the wrong way round. I've known plenty of her sort. Never trust them.
What do you mean it's the wrong way round? Asked the round-faced waitress. Hercule Poirot, the only diner in the coffee house at just after 7:30 on this Thursday evening in February, knew what the waitress with the flyaway hair meant. He smiled to himself. It was not the first time she had made an astute observation.
Anyone can be forgiven for saying a sharp word when they're up against it. I've done it myself, I don't mind admitting. And when I'm happy, I want other folks to be happy. That's the way it should be. But then there's those like her, who treat you worst when things are going their way. Them's the ones you want to watch out for.
Bien vu, thought Hercule Poirot. De la vraie sagesse populaire.
The door of the coffee shop flew open and banged against the wall. A woman, wearing a pale brown coat and a darker brown hat, stood in the doorway. She had fair hair. Poirot could not see her face. Her head was turned to look over her shoulder, as if she was waiting for someone to catch her up. A few seconds of the door standing open was long enough for the cold night air to drive out all the warmth from the small room. Normally this would have infuriated Poirot, but he was interested in the new arrival who had entered so dramatically and did not appear to care what impression she made. He placed his hand flat over the top of his coffee cup in the hope of preserving the warmth of his drink. This tiny, crooked-walled establishment in St. Gregory's Alley, in a part of London that was far from being the most salubrious, made the best coffee Poirot had tasted anywhere in the world. He would not usually drink a cup before his dinner as well as after it. Indeed, such a prospect would horrify him in ordinary circumstances. But every Thursday, when he came to Pleasance at 7:30 p.m. precisely, he made an exception to his rule. By now, he regarded this weekly exception as a little tradition. Other traditions of the coffee house he enjoyed rather less, positioning the cutlery, napkin and water glass correctly on his table, having arrived to find it all askew. The waitresses evidently believed it was sufficient for the items to be somewhere, anywhere, on the table. Poirot disagreed, and made a point of imposing order as soon as he arrived.
"Excuse me, miss, would you mind shutting the door if you're coming in?"
Flyaway Hare called out to the woman in the brown hat and coat, who was gripping the doorframe with one hand, still facing the street.
"Or even if you're not coming in, those of us in here don't want to freeze."
The woman stepped inside. She closed the door, but did not apologise for having left it open so long. Her jagged breathing could be heard across the room. She seemed not to notice that there were other people present. Poirot greeted her with a quiet good evening. She half turned towards him, but made no response. Her eyes were wide with alarm of an uncommon kind, powerful enough to take hold of a stranger, like a physical grip. Poirot no longer felt calm and contented as he had when he'd arrived. His peaceful mood was shattered. The woman hurried over to the window and peered out. She will not see whatever she looks for, Poirot thought to himself. Staring into the blackness of night from a well-lit room, it is impossible to see very much at all when the glass reflects only an image of the room you are in. Yet she continued to stare out for some time, seemingly determined to watch the street.
"Oh, it's you,"
said Flyaway Hare, a touch impatiently.
"What's the matter? Has something happened?"
The woman in the brown coat and hat turned round.
No, I...
The words came out as a sob. Then she managed to get herself under control.
No. May I take the table in the corner?
She pointed to the one furthest from the door to the street.
You're welcome to any table besides the one where the gentleman's sitting. They're all laid.